The Wellness Collective with Cecilia and Nat.
Hello, here we are again.
We are back.
Where did that month go? I mean, I think we need to, it seems to be we try and get into the studio to talk Wellness Collective and then time just vanishes.
I know. And we find ourselves at the same position going, oh,
it's time to do another
time
one.
Time to get back in and have
so
some
many
fun.
Many suggestions. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
We had some great suggestions.
Yeah, well, we put it out there and there were prizes. And you said the prizes have all flown out the door.
They have. We've emptied the prize cupboard.
Oh, good job. That was the aim, wasn't it?
It was the aim.
So thank you to everybody that got on and gave us a review because that was the criteria, wasn't it?
It was, but we'd like more. I'd like some more.
That's right. So if you're downloading this on iTunes, just please say how much you love us. That'd be nice.
It'd be so nice.
Yeah. Anyway, let's carry on.
Yeah, no, hey, do you know what I want to talk about today?
Something that seems a bit ooga booga.
It's not ooga booga.
I like to say ooga booga when things seem a bit crazy, but they usually turn out to have substance.
Do you know what's funny? They're for pretty much everything in life. At some point, someone thinks that the idea is initially crazy.
It's true. If you think about what the world was flat. No,
yes.
It wasn't.
What about the whole idea? I remember being told that probiotics was such a woo-woo thing.
Yep.
And now they're like a prescription.
But isn't that interesting that I remember you talking about that another time and how quickly that's happened?
Very quickly, like within a matter of sort of 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And think about smoking and how, you know, 10 years ago you'd go to bars and stuff and everyone would be
smoking.
Think
about smoking on an aeroplane. I said
an
that to my husband.
Yes.
That they still have the little ashtrays in the seats. I'm like, I can't think of anything uh-huh. worse than being stuck on a flight for 13 hours.
With people smoking all around you. I know. And that's changed so quickly. So, all right, let's put my ooga booga filter aside and tell me about this thing.
Well, I want to talk about manifestations and versus reality. Like, you know, can you really manifest something to happen?
So explain. What do you mean?
Well, you know, you set your mind on something and you go about making the impossible mm-hmm. actually happen. So, you know, I don't know, buying that house that's way out of your reach or being accepted into a uni course that you don't even have the grades for. Or, I don't know, it can be anything.
Yep.
And this happens.
It does happen. I do agree with that. I think it's true that, I mean, it's that whole power of positive thinking, isn't it? And people get caught up in that. And I guess you can get disappointed. But I guess if you don't think about it being something that could be a reality in the first place, it would never eventuate anyway. It's not just going to occur.
Exactly. And I think also there's a lot of research, because it's a hard thing to actually prove, right? It's a big,
oh, of course.
You know,
there's
it's out
the
there
ooga booga.
It's out there in space. It. But they are starting to research the outcomes. So I found a study when I was researching for my course Debunking Stress.
Uh-huh.
And what I found was that a study was done in Norway where they looked at school kids' cortisol levels before they were going in to solve a problem, like an exam, let's uh-huh. say. And as they walked in, they would tell themselves, I can solve this task. And what they found is not only were their cortisol levels much lower because they told themselves they could do it, but their grades were much higher. So it's about setting an intention
mm-hmm.
and then creating that. It's like you've named it and then you go and create it.
I think that is true. That's what I mean, though. If you don't kind of establish it in your head as being a possibility, then it's never going to happen anyway. And you can talk yourself out of things. So I guess it's just the opposite of talking yourself out of something, isn't it? It's talking yourself into it.
Exactly.
See, I think money is a big one. Mm. Like if you're saving for something and you put that goal out there and you say to yourself, right, this is the number I'm going to reach, you get there.
Oh, do you know what I did once, actually, speaking of that? I know we've got some juicy stuff to get into, but when we first started our business and we had no money, I remember taking the bank statement, whiting out the actual amount in the account and writing an amount in there.
Oh,
and
love
I kid
it.
You not, there was a day that came, and it wasn't very long after, let's say 3 months,
yeah.
and it was the exact amount. And it was a silly figure.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 9
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Wow. Maybe you've got a little bit of psychic energy.
Oh, who knows? Ooh. But hey,
yes,
I want to invite a guest on today.
Please
that,
do. It's a very welcome space.
Well, you know, the reason that I'm talking about manifestations is because it can happen in the opposite way too. You know, we can maybe name something we don't want to happen and then it happens.
That's not really what we want to do with this power, is it?
No, it's not. I was at netball last night. One of the girls went to take a shot. The siren went. She goes, I'm not going to get this in. And, of course, she shot it and it didn't go in. You've got to tell yourself. You've got to name what you want to happen.
That's right.
But our guest today, yeah, she did exactly that. She named something she didn't want to happen and it happened.
Hi, everyone. My name is Samantha Gowing, more commonly known as the Garden Variety Sammy. I'm a chef and a clinical nutritionist, and I recently graduated with a master's degree from Le Cordon Bleu in gastronomic tourism.
Now, we did get her in so that we could talk to her about superfoods and pick her brains about all the wonderful things she knows. And we will have all of that information in our Wellness Collective radio show. So if you're part of the membership, pop on over there and find out, because there's heaps of information I didn't know. Amazing.
I know, but if you're not part of the membership, you're invited. Oh. You can come and join the membership.
Of course.
And we'll talk
about
that over there. But we found out some interesting stuff about superfoods, didn't we?
Oh, look, I had lots of questions about that, because that is one of those things where I look and I think, oh, I don't know where to begin. So, yeah, she debunked a lot of that for me.
And as it turns out, kale is not that super.
Oh. Who would have thought?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway, we ended up on the topic with Sammy of birthdays.
I did have a special birthday. I turned 50 in March, Natty, and I don't feel like I behave like a 50-year-old. And maybe that's part of my energy, I'm not sure. But yes, I turned 50 and I graduated, and hopefully the best is yet to come.
I love it. Isn't that the truth? No one ever feels the age they are.
No, I don't feel. Yeah, I'm like, feel like I'm 12 sometimes. But you're not 50.
I'm not 50. Thankfully, I'm staring down 40. But
yes.
I don't have to worry about what happens at 50 for a little while.
A little bit longer.
Neither do you.
No, I know. But what I didn't know is that when you turn 50, apparently you get a package in the mail.
The Tuesday after Easter, the only thing in the letterbox, and I was so excited, I was like, oh, someone sent me a gift, was the Australian government's bowel cancer test kit. Happy birthday, Sammy!
So when you turn 100, you get a letter from the Queen, and when you turn 50, you get a bowel cancer testing kit from the government. Isn't that wonderful?
It's horrible.
Oh, gosh. Would you do that straight away? On your birthday, if you found that, would you go, yep, great, I'm just going to go and have a bit of cake and do this? Or what would you do?
No, I wouldn't. I don't actually even know I would do it. I probably, if there was something wrong, I would probably feel compelled to do it. But if there wasn't, I'd be like, yeah.
But isn't bowel cancer one of those things where maybe you don't know that something's wrong? Isn't that the point?
I think if you are in touch with your body, you generally know if something's right or wrong, I think. We second guess ourselves way too often. I think we know. Having said that, not everybody is in tune with their body, and that's why we do these things, and I'm sure they do save lives. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it.
No.
Definitely not saying that at all. I'm talking personally. I don't know personally if that would be high on my list of priorities. Also, having said that, though, I lost 2 grandparents to bowel cancer, so it probably would make sense for me to actually do it.
I'm going to ring you on your 50th birthday and remind you that you need to do it. It doesn't sound like a very nice test to do, though. I mean, you get to do it at home, but anything to do with dealing with your number 2s and putting them in a jar and putting it in the post, it's not a very pleasant exercise, is it? You'd have to rev yourself up for it.
No, exactly.
Yeah, and then I kept shelving it in the office. I was like, I don't want to do this. Well, I suppose I better. 3 months later, I get another reminder, no, you better do the test. You know, we still haven't received your test. So I clumsily submitted the test, and it's pretty awkward, but, you know, it's nothing scary. Particularly for us girls, we go through a lot worse, I can assure you.
You know, ain't that the truth? Have you ever Googled Pap smear gone wrong?
No. Why would I Google perhaps me going wrong?
I'll tell you something even worse. You've heard of a menstrual cup.
Yes.
So a lot of women are cottoning onto the menstrual cup. I love the look on your face. If only people could see that right now.
I just think maybe this podcast should have had a warning.
Possibly.
That it had explicit icky content at the beginning. Carry on.
Anyway, well, so my sister's group of friends had not ever heard of it before, and one of them decided to Google it, and all that kept coming up was menstrual cups gone wrong, and you shouldn't, because they turn all sorts of colours. So disgusting.
Oh, yuck.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's true, though. I mean, guys have it easy, really, don't they?
Well, I mean, they don't have to give birth.
That's true.
They don't have to breastfeed, and they don't have to worry about a period.
Or a pap smear, ever.
But I had this resistance, and as soon as I sealed it off, I was like, I've buggered that up. It'll come back positive. And sure enough, Natty, the bloody thing did come back positive.
Wow. There it is. There's the manifestation.
That's what I was talking about.
I keep thinking of that really daggy Kevin Costner movie. You know, what was it, Field of Dreams, where they kept saying, if you build it, they will come. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you build it, they will come. So she built that it was going to come back positive.
Well, I mean, we don't have the whole interview here, but she did get herself in quite a state where she was saying, logically, I knew I didn't need to worry, but I couldn't separate my head and my heart. And I was overwhelmed by emotion when that happened.
So I went to the beach and pondered, what is the afternoon of my life? As in, now I'm 50, this is it. I was really shocked and I was completely overreacting, but I went through the whole relay of the what ifs. You know, what if, what would I do? What haven't I done in my life? What should I be doing? You know, and I think you've read the blog post that I wrote, you know, do I drink rosé? Do I spend all my money? That's right. Do I eat too much kale? You know, everything. Do I not pet the cat enough? Should I go surfing every minute? You know, everything. You know, have I not loved hard enough in my life? The whole cyber house came tumbling down around me for a moment.
I think that's so reasonable. I'd do that. If I had that type of diagnosis or questionable diagnosis, I'd start to think about the what ifs and what haven't I done and do I need to go on a spending spree?
I think, though, if you're in a position where you're sick, and I thankfully have never been in a position where you have that moment where you're told that you're sick but you don't feel sick, and if it's something serious, that's a whole different kind of set of circumstances that you have to ponder. But if you're really sick and you're in hospital and you're dealing with everything going on, usually it's easier for you than it is for everybody around you.
Yeah.
So in that circumstance, I don't know, I think I'd just probably just go, all right, I have to just get on with it.
Well, she did.
So what happened from there, you know, I received the letter, I bowled into the GP's office full of floods of tears and said, am I dying? To which she didn't say yes or no. So that's a great help.
I love how honest she is, though, because it's really confronting when you are told that. That actually happened with my daughter. You know how they do the CF test when they're born. Hers came back inconclusive, which I think happens quite a bit because they try and squeeze the blood out of the baby's foot like when they're really fresh and nothing's moving yet. And so she had to do it again. But I remember distinctly just standing in the lounge room in floods of tears, full of postnatal estrogen and milk going everywhere and a toddler and this tiny baby and this news. And then she had it again and she was cleared of it. But that initial reaction to news like that is just astonishing, isn't
it? We are programmed to fear the worst. Like, that's what society's programmed us to do. And you know what the funny part is? Whether it's the worst or something in between, what we can implement in the meanwhile, whilst we're learning about what's wrong, that's actually what really counts. We're not very good at doing that. You know, a lot of women come into my clinic, they might be diagnosed with something like endometriosis, and they feel like their life is over, but don't do anything in the meanwhile. And I'm here going, now we've got to do some stuff and see if we can change the outcome, because nothing's definite. So I think, you know, whilst it was Sammy's initial reaction, I think eventually she got her head around all of it.
I crawled on up to John Flynn Hospital, which is a wonderful hospital here, not far from Byron Bay on the Gold Coast. And from there, I just received the most wonderful care from the day surgery or the day treatment process. And even as I was going under for the colonoscopy that I had to have, I woke up, I was going under and I was still really frightened. Now, I've had lots of surgery, I've had lots of broken legs and all that sort of thing, but I thought, what if I don't wake up from this? And, of course, I woke up and thought I was in a restaurant. Go figure. Like, waiter, bring me that sandwich. Obviously, I was hungry.
She sounds like the best patient. How much do people who work in hospitals, everyone, all the staff, love patients that have got a sense of humour?
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't happen too much, does it?
It's all sick and it's all festy.
Lots of moaning.
Absolutely. So, I mean, thankfully, as it turns out for Sammy, it wasn't cancer.
So even though she went through all of that, thankfully, I suppose, thankfully.
Absolutely.
It was nothing. So she went through all the trauma for nothing, the poor love. But what a great story. I'm so glad she shared it with us because we didn't even know about this. She came in to talk about superfoods and look what she got.
So let her tell everyone what it actually was because it's quite funny.
And the results, so I had a wonderful gastroenterologist who said, you know, hemorrhoid grade A, see you again in 5 years, to which I sobbed with relief. And now I know where the evidence of the blood in the stool that was tested, that tested positive, was derived from. And for about a week, I felt like I had a get-out-of-jail-free card. And now I'm just back to my normal, you know, happy, sometimes worrying self.
So, I mean, sometimes it's great to self-diagnose, but other times, like, this is one of those situations, and it's obviously more serious that, you know, it's hard to be objective in your own life. Sometimes we need to call on the troops.
It's interesting that you say it's good to self-diagnose. I would have thought as someone who is in a clinic and a medical situation, you get a lot of visitors that have self-diagnosed and often it's not helpful, Dr. Google.
True, but sometimes we go to our healthcare professional for something that is really basic.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
too.
This is what I'm saying. It's okay sometimes to self-diagnose if it's something minor.
And you know your body.
Absolutely.
And you're used to it, like me with my voice right now.
Exactly.
This is the third time this winter.
I know. Love. We need to work on your leaky gut.
I know. Is that the... Oh, there's so many gross things going on. And fatty livers, should we... Oh, dear.
I know, all those questions.
Anyway, come and join us over in the Wellness Collective radio show where we're going to be talking about superfoods with this awesome chick, Sammy Gowing.
She's so good. Maybe we should let you guys find out where you can hear more from Sammy.
You can find me at foodhealthwealth.com, foodhealthwealth.com, and if you're looking for tickets and upcoming events, it's foodhealthwealth.com shop, and there's a whole bunch of recipes and so forth on the website, which you'll find your way around as well.
So she has heaps and heaps to talk about that has nothing to do with bowel cancer. So she's a bit of a guru when it comes to superfoods and nutrients and stuff like that. So definitely check out her website and head over to the radio show in the Wellness Collective. Now, a bit of a giveaway, Nat.
Always. Well, not always. This is only the second time we've done a giveaway.
I know, but we've got good ideas for
them. We have, haven't we? So I really love the idea of people rating, and I know it's a bit annoying because, you know, you wrap up listening to the show and you just want to get on with brushing your teeth or whatever it else it is that's on your list. You can probably do that at the same time.
That is always
anyway,
on my list, yes.
For anyone who rates this month's podcast, they will go in the draw to win a whole year's access to the membership.
Which is pretty amazing when you get in there.
It is. It's $170 worth too.
That's a good prize.
It's a very good prize. So once you've rated us, please email info@natcringoutis.com.au and then we can make sure you go in for the running.
Yes. When will that be drawn?
Oh, at the end of the month.
Okay.
We can announce it next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, next podcast. All right, lovely. Great. All right, well, hopefully we'll catch you in the radio show. Otherwise, thank you, Nat. That was great. Really informative.
Really good.
I feel a bit icky, though. Sorry.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.